Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to discuss a potential early retirement incentive coming this academic year ahead of a potential budget shortfall in the coming years. Well, Greg, the talk at this week's Pella School Board meeting during a work session primarily focused on planning for next year's budget. We had this conversation a few weeks ago, and it was really continued this week with early retirement and the ways that district could save money moving forward in their general fund. What were some of the key topics of conversation this time with the information presented, and what's it really looking like for early retirement this year?
We're just at a place where our district needs to trim some general fund budget before the 2019-2020 school year, so that's next year, which always seems kind of crazy because we're just at the beginning of this school year. But you always plan forward, and we know just kind of with our financial projection and what we think that we're going to receive from state supplemental aid, what we also think kind of our staffing levels will be, that we're going to have kind of a budget deficit next year of about $350,000. And so when we have a deficit that we know is coming, we have to do something before that year comes. And so that's this year. So before the 2019-20 school year, we have to reduce our budget by about $350,000. And so to do that, one of the mechanisms that we have to look at is, of course, all things in our general fund, but 85% of our general fund is just made up of salaries and benefits. And so there's not a lot of other room to trim, quite frankly. And so you end up looking at people, positions, those types of things. But one of the things that we do have as kind of a mechanism is, if we offer an early retirement package, then we're able to actually have some people that selectively retire, and then the district can decide who's going to be replaced, how many are going to be replaced. And even if we do replace, usually between the new staff that come in and the staff that retire, there's a budget savings. So what we're hoping for is that by offering the retirement plan, that we get some people to self-select into that. It's always kind of a double-edged sword, because when you do offer a retirement package, while it helps the general fund, it certainly sees some people retire that you may not even want to retire. And so those are always kind of a challenge to figure out. But in the end, we know that we have to do something to kind of keep our budget balanced. And it's just kind of a constant struggle to do that right now. It's just a challenge to make that happen. And so we have to use these kind of mechanisms to make it happen.
Now, there was conversation about the last time this happened, and that was back in the 2015-16 academic year heading into 2017, essentially, for the fiscal year. And 27 teachers retired, and it was a cost savings of about $650,000. Now, the shortfall was bigger that year, as I understand. This year, you don't anticipate as many participants in the program, but you still need some to make up that gap, or there could be some programs or teachers cut.
Right. It's a challenge because, obviously, when you do offer a retirement program like we did 3 years ago, there was quite a few people that took advantage of it. And I think we counted up about 20 teachers at that point in time that took advantage of it. And we were able to replace many of those people. There was probably a few positions that were not replaced at that time for some additional savings. But we did have a budget deficit that was going to look a lot bigger at that point in time. So probably over twice as big as what we're anticipating for next year. So that means that ultimately we don't have to have as many people retire to make up that difference. And about 2/3 of that budget deficit last time was made through early retirement. So that's how that worked. And we know we're just here 3 years later, but we've had, you know, 3 or 4 straight years of some of the lowest supplemental state aid that we've gotten historically. And you just can't do that, even when we've settled on much lower salary increases and all those things. It's still, there's just a cost of doing business that rolls from 1 year to the next. So that's really the challenge for us to keep everything balanced. It is really tight times as far as educational funding right now in terms of what our increases have been. Our increases have not been as big as they had been in the past. And so it's kind of a new normal for us, but that's making us look at these kinds of options more often than what we probably did before.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.